On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Please rise and remove your caps for Brazilica by Ramsey Lewis.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Travis is one of eight inductees in the WCWP Hall of Fame's 2022 class, and we're 3 days out from their ceremony in Alumni Hall. 10 days out from the Belmont Stakes, that was Home Stretch by Cassiopeia from Down Upbeat in 1984, recorded about 20 miles west of Belmont Park at Secret Sound Studio in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood. Every so often, Cassiopeia and T-Square would record an album outside of their native Japan, and Down Upbeat was one such album. Cassiopeia founder Issei Noro composed Home Stretch and played electric guitar. Minoru Mukaya was on keyboards, Tetsuo Sakurai on bass, and Akira Jimbo on reel and programmed drums, helped on programming by Noro-san. Before Down Upbeat, we heard Sweet Talk by Dan Siegel on The Hot Shot in 1981. Dan played Rhodes piano on his composition, with Gary Hagberg on acoustic and electric guitars, Rob Thomas on bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums and percussion. Ken Navarro plays a different Sweet Talk next hour. This first set of the show began with Ramsey Lewis on Rhodes and his song Brazilica from Salongo in 1976. The LP liner notes said Salongo was, quote, an expression out of Zaire. We come together to create something beautiful out of love. The Republic of Zaire existed from 71 to 97 when it reverted to its prior name, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Brazilica is a portmanteau of Brazil and America via Chicago or Africa or all three. Its writers were Maurice White of Earth, Wind & Fire with Martin Yarbrough. Salongo, the album, was produced by Maurice and Charles Stepney. Neither played, but Charles arranged and conducted the orchestra. Aside from Ramsey Lewis on Rhodes, Ernie Watts was featured on tenor sax, Byron Gregory on electric guitar only, Ron Harris on bass, Steve Cobb on drums and percussion by Durf Recklaw. The EWF-esque vocals were by Steve, Durf, and someone called Tang. Speaking of T-Square, The Square, their original name, lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Cassiopeia's Home Stretch evoked horse racing and its baseball for The Square. Hit and run.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Alexis. That was Special Effects, sis. Special Effects with Dancing Cobra from Catwalk in 1994. Snakes and cats living together, mass hysteria. Until the late 90s, Special Effects was led by the duo of Chiele Minucci and George Ginda. George wrote Dancing Cobra with keyboardist Sachi, who didn't play keyboards here. Chiele played acoustic and electric guitars. George handled percussion, including the talking drum and shaker. Jerry Brooks, Brooksman, was on bass. George Lax, L-A-X, like lacrosse, on clavinet. And Dancing Cobra arranger Mark Johnson on the rest. Keyboards, sound samples, synth brass, drum programming, and saxophone led by tenor. The middle song was pianist David Benoit's duet with guitarist Larry Carlton. Spring can really hang you up the most. Good thing it's almost summer. And that's on Letter to Evan in 1992, a tribute to pianist Bill Evans, featuring some of his later compositions. The titular Evan is Bill's son, and Evan Evans is now a film composer. He was 16 when Letter to Evan was recorded. Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most was a 1955 pop song with music by Tommy Wolf and lyrics by Fran Landsman, a woman. Jackie and Roy, Jackie Kane and Roy Krall, the wife and husband, the way I framed it, singing duo, were first to record Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most in May 55 for a January 56 release. But Jerry Winters, with an I and also a woman, had the first release in November 55. Ella Fitzgerald did a version in 61 and Bette Midler in 90, 2 years before David's version. Larry Carlton gave David the idea to put Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most on an album after a show they played here on Long Island. David didn't say which venue in the liner notes, but I'd guess Planting Fields Arboretum, IMAC, Intermedia Arts Center, or Tillis Center, a short walk from WCWP's home, the Abrams Communications Center. Evan Evans was 10 in the fall of 1985 when the Square were schmoozing SPORTS, recording the acronymic Sports at CBS Sony Shinanomachi Studio in the Shinanomachi District of Tokyo's Shinjuku Ward, and releasing Sports in March 86. Can I tell you the song now? It was Hit and Run, written by the Square / T-Square founder Masahiro Ando, who played guitar like Issei Noro. Takeshi Ito was on alto sax, Hirotaka Izumi on keyboards, Toyoyuki Tanaka on bass for the last time with the group, and Hiroyuki Noritake on real and programmed drums like Akira Jinbo. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, a love letter by Maynard Ferguson and Big Bop Nouveau. Stick around.
WCWP is underwritten by a beatsofpizza.org. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The love letter by Maynard Ferguson and Big Bop Nouveau is the 1944 Cole Porter standard, I Love You.
Hey folks, this is keyboard player Bill Heller from the Rippingtons, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bill played piano and keyboards on Celebrate from the Rippingtons' 20th anniversary CD, 20th anniversary, in 2006, featuring past and present members and past guests. Celebrate was composed by Rippingtons' founder, Russ Freeman, but he forewent guitar playing on it. Complementing Bill's keyboard work were Kirk Whalum on tenor sax, Paul Taylor on soprano sax, Jimmy Johnson on bass, Tony Morales on drums, percussion by Steve Reed, and the horn section of Bill Reichenbach on trombone, and Jerry Hay and Gary Grant each on trumpet. Speaking of trumpets, Celebrate was preceded by I Love You, the 1944 Cole Porter standard, written for his stage musical Mexican Hayride, first recorded in 44 by Bing Crosby, heard here in 98 by Maynard Ferguson, that's the trumpeter, and Big Bop Nouveau, that's his band, on Brass Attitude, their album. Speaking of trombone, MF Band alumnus Steve Wiest arranged this version of I Love You. He was then and is now a music professor, but at a different university 25 years later in 2023. Maynard had this to say in the liner notes. He, Wiest, gives this Cole Porter standard an exciting Latino groove with some great innovative interplay between ensemble and drums, played by Dave Throckmorton, followed by a wonderful solo by trombonist Tom Garland. That's Carl Fisher, one of the great young jazz trumpet players, trading with me, Maynard, to the very end. What a great chart. Carl is now a great trumpet player in the Billy Joel band. Maynard supplemented his trumpet with flugelhorn. The other members of Big Bop Nouveau were Ron Oswanski on piano montuno, Chris Berger on acoustic bass, Matt Wallace on alto sax, Chip McNeil on tenor, and two other trumpet players, or trumpeters, John Owens and Joey Tartell. taking us into Hour 2, a Latin-flavored piano trio led by Cedar Walton. His visionary tune is The Vision.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Cedar Walton saw us through to the end of Hour 1 with The Vision from Latin Tinge in 2002, recorded at the legendary Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. The Vision was written by Cedar for the eponymous 1993 album The Billy Higgins Quintet. The Latin Tinge version of The Vision was Cedar's second solo performance after composer Nodha in 96. This was a trio performance with Cedar on piano, Cucho Martinez on acoustic bass, and Ray Mantilla on percussion instead of drums, like a typical trio. Hour 2 begins euphorically with pianist Keiko Matsui, and the first track on her March 31st, 2023 CD, Euphoria, Steps on the Globe.
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shimeri.
Thanks, Jay. That's Darren Ron with Everlasting, the last track on Rock the World in 2022, written by Darren, who played tenor sax, Rhodes piano, synth bass, and drum programming. Adam Hawley was on guitar. Jimmy James was on guitar before that with the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3. Get a Steppin' is what you got from Cold as Weiss, also in 22, named for new DLO3 drummer Daniel Vanilla Weiss. And of course, Delvon on organ. He wrote Get a Steppin'. The set started with Steps on the Globe by Keiko Matsui, the first track on Euphoria, released March 31st of this year, 2023. I can't see the title, Steps on the Globe, without thinking of Spots on the Globe, the punchline to an exchange between Boris Badenov, Paul Frees, and fearless leader Bill Scott in the first episode of the final Rocky and Bullwinkle story arc, Musselvania Saved.
Badenov, do you know anything about Musselvania?
Sure. My uncle came down with a bad case from it just last year.
No, you nitwit. Musselvania is a spot on the globe.
That's what my uncle came down with, spots on the globe.
Keiko Matsui composed Steps on the Globe, arranged by Ron Pedley. That's a Blazing Saddles reference for Hedley Lamar, like Delvon Lamar. Keiko's instruments on Steps on the Globe were piano and melodeon, Suzuki's Melodica brand, while Ron Pedley was on Rhodes and keyboards. Tony Polizzi played guitar, Alex Al on bass, Greg Bissonette on drums, Luis Conte with percussion, and another horn section. Rippington's alum Brandon Fields on saxophone, and Maynard Ferguson Band alumni Wayne Bergeron on trumpet, and Nick Lane on trombone. Rick Braun's Funky Frankenstein, to reference Young Frankenstein, is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
We all have that one song today.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Rick Braun with Dr. Funkenstein.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
Spyro Gyra with Sorbet on Instrumental Invasion from the Rhinebeck Sessions in 2013, a decade ago. Recorded at Paul Antonell's Clubhouse Studio on Upper Hook Road in Rhinebeck, New York, within Dutchess County. I was in that area last October and stayed at an Airbnb in Stottsburg, 11 miles away from Clubhouse. I was in Rhinebeck itself on two of the days I was in the area. Sorbet was written collectively by Spyro Gyra circa 2013. Jay Beckenstein on tenor sax, Tom Schumann on keyboards, Julio Fernandez on guitar, Scott Ambush on bass, and Lee Pearson on drums, his only album with the group. Before Sorbet, it was Lisa Hilton with her composition, Another Everyday Adventure, from Escapism in 2017. Lisa led a traditional piano trio on Another Everyday Adventure, with Greg August on acoustic bass and Rudy Royston on drums, not percussion, like that Cedar Walton song. And before that, Dr. Funkenstein by Rick Braun, the last track on Can You Feel It in 2014. This Funkenstein monster was built by Rick, Nate Phillips, and Sergio Gonzalez. Sergio played drums, Nate on electric bass, and Rick on trumpet, valve trombone, and keyboards. The non-writers on Dr. Funkenstein were John Galutin on Hammond B3 organ, Delvon Lamar's organ model, Brandon Fields on baritone sax, specifically Huge Groove on tenor sax, Randy Jacobs on guitar, and Ramon Islas, another Rippingtons alum, on percussion. Ken Navarro leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
You are listening to the Sports Shark Tank on 88.1 FM, WCWP, Brookville.
Can't put down that favorite book of yours?
Here at WCWP.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Ken with his Sweet Talk.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That's Herb Alpert with Tickle Time from Sunny Side of the Street in 2022. Chomp the pickle. Tickle, 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 tickle. Tickle Time's composers were Herb Alpert, trumpet, and Jeff Lorber, keyboards, organ, guitar, synth bass. Gary Novak played real and programmed drums with vocals by Bill Cantos and the Perry Sisters. Before that, guitarist Les Sabler with Flying High, the title track to his February 3rd, 2023 CD. Yippee. Two other guitarists wrote Flying High, the song. Shane Terrio, a.k.a. Terrio, Terry-O, and Paul Brown. Paul produced and mixed but didn't play, while Terrio played rhythm guitar, bass, and keyboards. Les was on lead guitar, Gordon Campbell on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. We started with one guy playing everything, though not all at once. Guitarist Ken Navarro with a different Sweet Talk from the one we heard last hour by Dan Siegel. This one was on Love Is Everywhere, coming out April 7th of this year, or sooner if you bought directly from Ken's website, kennavarro.com. All songs on Love Is Everywhere were written by Ken, and his Sweet Talk instruments were acoustic guitars, electric bass, keyboards, synth voices, and only percussion programming, no drum programming like The Vision. Last but not least, this could only be by the acoustic guitar duo of Strunz and Farah. That is the title on Syncretic Strings, whose street date was 1 month after Flying High, March 3rd. Jorge Strunz is the writer of This Could Only Be and plays nylon string acoustic guitar specifically and electric bass, like Ken Navarro. Ardeshir Farah is just on nylon string guitar. Paul Alexander Gonzalez with an S on drums, and guest musician Al Di Meola, another guitarist, but he only plays two percussive instruments, cajon and bongos. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. This Could Only Be by Struntz and Farah is the last song of the week and of May. Toodles.